Hi everyone, this is an English version which will not be followed by an Hebrew one. Anyway, it's going to be a very short broadcast that I'm doing in English. For all of you out there, doesn't matter where you are in the world, doesn't matter if you speak English or not, doesn't matter if you're Jewish or not, it matters if you are sane and if you have what it takes in your brain. Also in your heart, to be honest, makes a difference. The reason I'm doing this podcast is in order for all of you out there around the world to know something about what is happening in Israel right now. So important, you have no idea. Before I'll start this podcast, sorry, I need to... where is the live? Sorry. Yes, here. One second. I just want to take the link. Sorry. That's the link. One second, give me just one second, all right? I just want to share this broadcast that I'm doing now, and I'll be with you in 20 seconds, promise. The title of this broadcast is Please Help Us. Please Help Us. Live broadcast. Sorry for the little delay. I'll be with you very, very shortly. All right, let me just share it. Mark, let's see. Kate. Hopefully this video will reach its destinations, which is everyone who may speak English and may understand what I'm saying, what I'm about to say right now. Yes, one last click, one last share, and we are there. Yes, sorry for the delays, guys and girls. So, to make things straight, what is happening around the world in the last 1 year? According to various sources, very reliable sources, i.e. it's not the WHO, it's not the government, but it is scientists, it is private researchers, it is doctors, it is many, many others. What we're up against is a plandemic and not something else. Unfortunate for me, for us, for all of us, and even more so for those who live in Israel right now. It seems like the Prime Minister of Israel admitted that Israel is the world's laboratory. We are the test bed for new type of injections, which are basically will modify our genetics. It will modify each man or woman that will take this injection. The propaganda is really deep, is really strong, as you may know also in your country. Still, Israel is leading the way in injecting itself, its people, mostly Jewish, but not only, but definitely mostly Jewish, mostly religious, injecting them with genetically modifying substances that may cause, and this is according to the manufacturer, may cause autoimmune disease. Actually, it's not may cause, there's a great risk, so it says on the document, for autoimmune disease. The reason I'm doing this broadcast is for you, people of the world, to know that right now, there's a second Holocaust happening in Israel. Now, there is no trains, there's no showers or gas chambers, but there are these so-called vaccines, which are actually, again, a genetically modifying substance. I would say the force that is being used and the laws and regulations that are being passed right now in order to enforce all the people of Israel taking these shots is great. The force is great. The propaganda is great. I know you all experience a severe, really severe propaganda, really severe changing of our way of life and our freedom and liberty and laws and regulations and statutory stuff, etc., 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 all man-made. And it's all going against God, the God, big G God, not Gnostics shit, but God, the creator. So, what I want you to know, people of the world, please hear me out. According to the media in Israel, roughly 4 million people already took the shots. Now they aiming for children. Already a lot of adults, or I would say the third age, already took the shots. A lot of them, not all of them. Also, many people, which is roughly in their, let's say, 40s, 50s, also took the shots. Now, I don't believe the media numbers. Still, many people, probably by the millions, already took this genetically modifying substance into their body, which means we will see now a real pandemic, not a plandemic, but pandemic of a lot of, I don't know exactly what, but a lot of problems, health problems that may have come or may arise from these shots. It may be autoimmune diseases, it may be other stuff, which I don't know what these Satan worshippers have manufactured for us. With all this, I would like to say that we, the people of Israel, the Jewish people of Israel, have done no harm. We only want to have our way of life, which is according to natural law and according to God's way for us. It's not about control. It's not about taking over other people's lands. It's not dictatorship in whatever way. It's about peace, innovation, progress. It's not what about the government of Israel is doing or trying to do or saying that is doing, which is making peace in the bloody Middle East or taking care of its people by injecting genetically modifying substances into their bodies. And as I said in the beginning of this tralala story, is that the aim is the Jewish people and the children. In the beginning of this tralala, people were saying, all these QAnon followers, they say Israel is the last. And I said, no, Israel would be the first one, because Israel is interfering. And where Israel goes, many other will follow. So they want to make the first genetically modified people here in Israel. They want to register the patents here in Israel. You look at the high-tech companies from all over the world where they are based in the startup nation. You see the China, the Chinese deals with the government of Israel. It's a total takeover of our army by injections, our police by injections, our health force, health people by injections. And people don't see it. People think these injections will save them because on the news it says vaccines and people think vaccines are safe. Vaccines are not safe. They've never been safe. They've never been even efficient. They only cause problems, and the science is fake. Those who know we are talking about a plandemic, they know very well where it comes from. It comes from the WHO, it comes from UNICEF, the pedophile ring, UNICEF. It comes from Bill Gates, it comes from Soros, from the Rockefellers, from the Rothschilds, from the Kissingers of the world. It comes from Switzerland, the National Socialist base in Switzerland. Doesn't matter if it's Davos, it's Geneva, it's CERN, I don't care. It comes from the city of London, and it comes from the Vatican by the Jesuits, the Black Pope. These people walking behind the scenes for decades and more, and now they're walking in front on the stage to tell us what's good for us. We need a global reset. We need a fourth industrial revolution. So let me tell you, the fourth industrial revolution is changing the human race. It's changing us, men and women created by the image of God. It's changing us and registering a patent on us. And the first people to go down, so it seems, is the people of Israel. So I'm calling all of you out there around the world, please, please. I know that what is happening now in Israel soon to come to your place, to your country. So please, pay attention to what I'm saying. There's a second Holocaust happening right now. Most people are blind to it. Most people think the government is saving them with a genetically modifying substance injected into their body with no way to extract it. Most people may think that I'm wrong, that I'm a lunatic, that I'm talking out of whatever. I know I'm not. I know I can show the evidences to prove what I'm saying. I know there's thousands of doctors and scientists and free thinkers out there, if not millions, who know what is going on. So please, you've been fed up with a lot of fake, false information, disinformation, misinformation about the people of Israel. You need to know the people of Israel are just normal people. Just normal people. Men and women. Created in the image of God. There's a long-term plan to kill us all. Unfortunate for me, for all of us, these things have happened in the past. I'm not making them up. It's not just a theory. It's based on facts. It's based on past experiences. My grandma, my granddad been there. My mom and my dad ran away from there when they were young. And now the grandchildren, us, and their grand-grandchildren have to go through all this National Socialist shit again. So I'm asking again, please, I want you to know, this is, I would say this is the first broadcast anyone done in Israel asking from the world to pay attention to what is happening in Israel. In Nazi Germany, there were people saying, see what's happening in the camps, see what's happening there, please help them, let's do something. A lot of people ignored, and some did not, and some did something about it. please see this broadcast as one of those notices. Please pay attention to what I'm saying. There's a war on our DNA. Do you know this book? Do you know this book? I've read it 12 years ago, 11 years ago. DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral by Dr. Len Horvitz. This book was published. This book was published. When was it published? I'll tell you in a minute. Less than a minute. Sorry. 2004 and 2008, a newer edition. Here, Len Horvitz, and you see I marked some bits here. Here, Len Horvitz describes how in the future, which is now, which is 15 years from when this book first was written, how in 15 years from now, we will go through similar stuff that we are going through now. Ravit, you can call me as long as it's in English, because that's an English broadcast. You can call me if you like, but please write down if you want to go up and speak in English, not Hebrew. I will do an Hebrew broadcast about something else soon. Now it's in English. So in this book, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, Len Horvitz describes how the plan is to change our DNA, to hack into our DNA and change it from within. And these people who are doing it are pirates. They are thieves. They are criminals. They are doing it in a disguise of something else. These people, they are here to steal your children. And first, they start here with the Jewish people. Surprisingly, not so. Everyone here has to wear a mask. Everyone here has to go through PCR bullshit testing. I mean, you can choose not to, but then you have sanctions. Then you want to call you you against health. You're endangering social health or public health. You're endangering whatever. Suddenly, the whole conversation changed within 1 year, less than a year. Everything changed. People have gone from sane, or what we thought sanity is, into insanity. You need to understand, today or tomorrow, the government is wanting to pass a law to forcefully inject these genetically modifying substances into the people of Israel, mostly the Jewish, not only, but those who have some brain left, they know what I'm talking about and why they want mostly the Jewish people. Second thing, sanctions and separations. They say if you've been vaccinated, you go right. If you're not, you go left. Does it sound familiar? Third thing, I have a list of dozens and more of politicians, media people, businessmen, whatever, private owners of businesses, etc., etc., saying we need to push these jabs onto everyone. Those who don't take it, these genetically modifying substances, cannot shop, cannot go out, cannot do this, that, and the other. Sanctions. There's politicians who are saying that municipalities need to go from door to door and do it by force. So, no surprise here. We heard about the same stuff happening in maybe New Zealand, maybe Australia, maybe other places. I don't know what is happening in other places, because at the moment it seems like everyone, the internet is fully controlled, and the information is passing through to people exactly what they need to hear, when they need to hear, in order for them to decide something that the government want them to decide. So I'm telling you, I don't know what is happening in other countries. I would be very happy to know, but you need to know that this is what is happening in Israel right now. The time from now and concentration camps, this time is getting shorter. I don't know how to describe it. Sorry for my poor English. Please share this notice. Please help us. Thank you very much. God bless.